134. Ve'im yovei loy tarpoi al poni me ofni hasibay sacher es asik bohem. Now here's a very big danger. What's the danger? His parnosa, his sustenance, actually comes through one of the efforts that he put in. That's already a whole different nisoyan, because I understand everything is from Hashem, but I see a direct correlation. I do this, I get paid this, I do this, this produced money, this produced results. Now what? Roy loy shaloy yivtach al hasiba ha'i. It's appropriate that he should not trust this particular effort. In other words, I know whenever I make this move in my business or in whatever it is in life, in parnosa, I know it produces the results. So it's very tempting to say, this is what brings the results. And I'm relying on this particular effort because the history is, it always brings about the results. He says, Shlo yiftach al hasibah, don't get in the habit of trusting that particular effort. The yismach bo, and rejoice in it. Wow, I have this talent. I have this this insight. I have this business acumen. I have these gifted fingers. I know exactly what I'm doing, and I have a means to achieve that which I want to achieve. Don't rejoice in it. The yosef lahachzik bo, and to strengthen it. The yatel libo ele, to put my heart into it. In other words, I see it. That's it. This is where my sustenance comes from. It's my work. It's my effort. It's my strategies. It's that which I do that actually brings it, and I feel it with all my heart. He says that's not appropriate. Ach ein roi loy lechlachshev ki toilenu yosemi mashe kodem bedasabiri. He should not think that this effort is helping him any more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended to give him. So that's the first step. In other words, the first step is he's not even saying, he doesn't seem to be saying, I skipped a few words. He says, and he shouldn't rejoice in it and put it in his heart. This will weaken his bitochen in Hashem. I think this is a very profound statement. He's not saying that there is no connection between his work and the results. That would be very strange, because I do know if I work, I get a paycheck. If I don't go to work, I don't get a paycheck. So there is some kind of a connection over there. So he just says, don't focus on that connection. Don't internalize it into your heart. Don't rejoice. Oh, I got this wonderful job, and therefore I make a good living. I have this wonderful boss who's very kind and generous. I have these wonderful strategies, and therefore I'm always able to beat the market conditions. He says, because it's true that these things are what's doing it in a technical sense, but by rejoicing in these strategies, by rejoicing in this particular job, in this boss, in this whatever technique I have, it's going to weaken your bitochen in Hashem. So he's not saying that it's irrelevant. It's very important. If we tell people your work is irrelevant, I might as well stay home. You know, it's not irrelevant. You have to go to work, and you work. And your work does produce payment. In fact, the fact that you work for something and produces a payment is very important for your ego. Because I don't know if we discussed it here, but at some point we must have, that if a person has to take from others, there's namadi kisufa, there's embarrassment. I'm taking a handout. I'm getting charity. I'm being given something I don't deserve. So there is a sense, I earned it, and I deserve it. The danger is that you could look at that and think, oh, I got it. This is why it comes. This is what it's all about. This is adkan. This is the story. I go to work. I get my paycheck. So he says, no. He says, ach ein roi lo lachshev ki toilenu yosemi mashe kodem bedasabari. Don't think that these efforts are getting you any more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu had intended lachatchila. That's the point. So in other words, don't, he says, be careful not to rejoice on the efforts, not to internalize emotionally, wow, I got this tremendous job with this tremendous strategy, because that'll weaken your focus on Hashem. Rather, you should think that, and don't, and you should know that don't think that these strategies are getting you any more than Hashem wanted to give you anyway. So in other words, yes, the strategies are the agents, but the agent is only the agent. The agency from where it comes, that's from Hashem. We have to constantly, it's a hard nesoyin. It's very hard to look at the paycheck of my hard-earned money that's signed with the signature of my boss and to say, Hashem is really signing it. I don't know exactly what his signature is, and I don't really see it on the check. But the truth of the matter is, the Medrash says that that's the way you're supposed to look at it. There's a beautiful Medrash that says like this, Gedoyla Parnosa Yoyser Mi Geula. That Parnosa is even greater than Geula, redemption. Why? Because by Geula it says, HaMalach HaGoyel. Sometimes Geula comes through a Malach. Hashem doesn't do it himself. HaMalach HaGoyel, Yaakov Avinu said. Parnoso, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poiseach Es Yodecho. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you open your hand, or you masbia, you satiate L'chol Chai Rotzim, every living creature according to its desire. So Parnoso is even greater, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does himself. Gilu, Chazal is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu signs the checks himself. When it comes to Geula, sometimes he'll send a shliach. Not a shliach by Parnosa. Parnosa, when it comes to being Mefarnes, my children, I want to do it myself. I want to be the one to do it. I want to give out the money. I want to dole out the money. I want this personal contact. I want to be the top of with it myself because I love them so much and it's so precious to me. So a person has to realize that that's really what's happening. But that doesn't mean that there isn't an agent. But the line between the agent and the actual giver or donor or provider is very thin. Because the agent is the one I see. I see the boss's signature. Let's put it this way. Hashem's signature is invisible. It's really on the check. He really wrote the check. Or better yet, the boss wrote the check. Hashem is covering it. If Hashem doesn't cover it, there's no money in the bank. There ain't no check. It's not going to do you any good. So that's the attitude we have to have. This is the same thing we learned by Al Tiftuchu Ben Adivim. The same idea. We say every day in davening in the don't rely on the generous people, the good people who are giving. They have no power. So the Meiri says, "Avul b'chachomim mutalif toyach shehem yadrichu oisoy bedarke b'tochem b'Hashem." He says, "But in the chachomim, you're allowed to trust. Why? Because they'll lead you in the ways of trusting Hashem." What's the pshat? Is the chacham capable of giving me money? No, he's only a shliach. So is the nodiv. So why can't I trust the nodiv and I can't trust the chochem? Teresa says, the nodiv will say, I'll be happy to help you. The chochem will say, the reibish tevet I help, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And that's the difference. He won't let me forget for a moment that it isn't him. It's not the one who's giving, it's not the one who's providing, it's not anything other than HaKadosh Baruch himself. I've told over the story here many times, that the Brisker Rav's youngest son-in-law, Rav Yankel Schiff, he's an American who grew up in Crown Heights, and he's the Brisker Rav's, he lives in Yerushalayim today. He's a goyin, a big Talmud Chochem. Somebody once who knew him from Crown Heights said, came for a brocha for her children. He wasn't interested in brochas. Finally said, on one condition, if the brocha is mekuyim, if it comes true, you'll thank Hashem and not me. That's a Chochem. The Chochem doesn't let us forget that it's not him. So that's why I'll tip the community. Don't trust the donors, the givers, because they'll let you think it's them. Only the chachomim will let you know, I'm only a shliach. Same thing over here. The boss is a shliach. The efforts are shluchim. And they are, they're shluchim, they're doing something. But I should know that really it's all really only able to deliver that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has preordained that I should get. Otherwise, they can't deliver anything. And don't rejoice. Wow, I got this great job. I just landed this job. I'm getting, well, take it easy. The job with the contract, with the commissions, with whatever you have is all, what do you mean? This is the greatest job in the world. And I don't even have to work too much. No, this is all what Hashem wants to give you. And that's such a big nesoyin because the apparent reality is so convincing. If I go to work, I get it. If I don't, I don't. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. No, no, no. That's true. And that's important. And you have to do it. But it's all what Hashem wants to give you. You're not going to get any more because of your efforts, because it's all about him, and that's what's behind it. Ach yoide habore asher hitrifo achri giyose. What should one do? He should thank Hashem that he provided me this this sustenance after all of my efforts. Now, this is something that's very important. Why do we thank Hashem? Some people would say we thank Hashem because Hashem needs to be thanked. Hey, he gave you stuff, you should thank him. Personally, I don't think Hashem needs anything, including our thanks. I think that's pretty poshut. You know, I saw once from the Vilna Goyen, although I cannot admit I can't find it the years I'm looking for it, but it says, imagine the King of England would walk into this room and say, "Welcome, King of this living room." "Sir, I'm the King of the British Commonwealth of Nations, and you're insulting me by saying I'm the King of this room. Any praise we offer to Hashem is an insult." Oh, he's much greater than that. And even the thanks, he doesn't need the thanks. It's all the Goyen says for us. All the praises we offer to Hashem are only so we should appreciate it more. All the thanks that we offer to Hashem is only so we should appreciate that it's coming from him. Otherwise, I might think it's from my boss, it's from my efforts, it's from my wisdom, from my strategies, from who knows what. But no, it's all from him. So that's why we thank him. But that's mashma in the context over here. We're thanking him not because he needs the thanks. We're thanking him because we want to remind ourselves and reinforce the realization that it all comes from him. That's so, so critical. And we're thanking him for something else. One who puts in the, by the sweat of his brow, he'll eat. He'll be happy. Happy is to him and good is to him. Now, this is something very interesting. He says, we should thank Hashem that he's given us these results and not made our work for nothing. That's a very interesting thing. We're thanking Hashem for, you know, I put in all this effort. I appreciate that all this effort was not wasted. Now, that also sounds like, of course, not that Hashem needs that thanks, but there's another very sensitive dimension over here. When a person works and Hashem gives him his parnosa, so first he should thank Hashem for the parnosa. You gave it to me. But there's another very a little sensitivity. Should also thank him, you know. Thanks that I don't walk away feeling that I put in all those efforts for nothing. That's also something we should be thankful for. When Hashem gives us and allows our efforts to produce, so it's true, we know it's all him, but we also have to thank him and express our appreciation so we should appreciate more. You know what it would have been if I put in all those efforts and it failed? Then that's I feel so, I wasted so much time. It's such a depressing feeling. So we thank him for not letting us get depressed as well, for putting all those efforts and not achieving anything. But I would like to mention something else at this point, which I think is also important for this discussion. And that is, sometimes Hashem does not allow our efforts to come with success. And sometimes we even see, in business, maybe you see it. In employment, you really don't see it as much because you get a steady paycheck. With more speculative business, you see it more. In my business, I mean, that part of my business, which I don't do much of, and that's fundraising, you see it very much. You see very often that Hashem does not allow our efforts to succeed, but he provides it from a different way. You can go, I remember hearing this as a kid the first time I heard this, but I've lived it for the last 50, 60 years. And that is, I remember the Rosh Yeshiva, Zichron Levrocha, the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva. The Yeshiva was in rough shape, traveled to Mexico. To Mexico, there was a lot of money in the Mexican Jewish community. Didn't make enough to get for his return trip. Yeah. But as soon as he came back, was awaiting him in the office, a huge check. Well, those days, huge. I mean, today I would laugh, but which was able to cover the needs and the expectation that he had to raise money in Mexico. So why does Hashem do that? Well, I believe it's to help us along with the theme of this paragraph. The theme of this paragraph is, don't be fooled by the hishtadlus, by the efforts, and especially by the success of the efforts, to think that it's our efforts, to think that it's all our efforts, to think that it's not Hashem, to think that our efforts can get us any more than Hashem had originally planned. So sometimes in some businesses and in some fundraising things, he shows you, you put in the effort, I'm going to show you dafka, you're not getting it from there, but I'm going to send it to you from someplace else so you realize that it's me. So that's a very important point. So sometimes we shouldn't be upset and frustrated that it's not working out, it's not working out. Sometimes, but dafka doesn't want, so we shouldn't be nichshol. I told this story many times here, I'm sure, that my father-in-law told me that the Brisker Rav, when he used to give out the chalukah for his kollel on Rosh Chodesh, he never knew where it was going to come from the next month. But if he ever thought of a certain year, it never worked out. And I told my father-in-law, Hashem was protecting him from this. Because if it worked out, so I think, oh, I got my man. What do you got your man? There's only one man. He's not a man. He's a one-man show. He does everything. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but if you have a person, right, I think this guy, yeah, he usually, every time I ask him, he usually responds. So there's a danger that I'm going to rely on him. So Hashem made it that it never works out. So Mamela, there's no danger. So this is a very, I belabor this a little bit because it's such an important, what it really is, it's counter Teva. It's we have to live in the world of Teva, and we have to realize that there is a relationship, as the Chovei Salvava said, between what we do and what happens. But it's not there's a relationship like as an agent, as the vehicle, as the method, the means by which it happens. But it all happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and there's nothing we could do to decrease it or increase it. So we have to do what we have to do. We have to thank Hashem because he's the provider. We also have to thank him that we're not frustrated that I wasted all this time and nothing came out of it. Unless if Taka doesn't deliver this way, but he delivers, you know, if I get fired from my job today and I win the lottery for a $1 billion, so okay, Hashem delivered in a better way. You know what's the big deal? So we have to keep those things in mind. Okay, let's move on a little bit. The Omar Echad Me Hasidim. Okay, one of the Hasidim. This is in the times of the Chovei Salavovas, so it's not the modern day Hasidim, but Chosid meant people that do lefnim mishur esadin. Anitoma mimisha noisa lechaveru mashegoz aloi etzlaburay. I'm very. I'm amazed. A person who gives his friend that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has goyzer to give him. He says, and then I give my friend a gift. I give him whatever he needs, which is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyzer. It should come to him. And I'm just the means, the conduit through which it happens. The shliach through which it happens. And then I go over to him, I say, hey, you forgot what I did for you? Hey, what's wrong with you? How come you never thanked me? How could you, what's wrong with you? He says, he's toma on such people, he says. And he says even more, he gets his sustenance from someone who has to give it to him, and he becomes humble to him, and he appeases him, and he's praising him. In other words, this guy gave you, excuse me, sir, this guy gave you what he had to give you, because Hashem is the one who sent it to you, and he is just a shliach. And you're looking to him like a gansa baldover, like he's the man. He did it, and he says that also. I'm intrigued by this chosid said because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to give somebody something and then to demand thanks as if you're the one who provided it. Hashem provided it. You're the shliach. You could ask him, thank me for delivering it. That's nice. You want to get a I don't know what you call a tip. a tip for the delivery. Okay, you made the delivery, but you're not going to get paid for the pizza. You know, you're just getting a tip for the delivery. Same thing over here. He says the second thing he says that a person is the person is forced to give because Hashem is making it that this person gives, and you go and thank him and you machan for him, and you say, oh, you're the greatest. Thank him for the effort that he did, but he's not the provider. There's only one provider. And here we go again and again and again with this concept. Now, I think that it's important to have, you know, that's why I like to, if I have little stories to make it a little bit more graphic, because the concepts are not that difficult, but the concepts are concepts. They're abstractions a little bit, and tachlis a little. And b'chlal, I think people remember stories more than concepts, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's true. So I just want to share with you, one thing is, as we go on more and more, a lot of the stories, I don't make up new stories. I mean, they happen, you know, and I repeat them. I can't help it. And as you get older, you remember the old ones more than the recent ones. So that's another thing we have to put up with. But so we're living in the valley, in San Fernando Valley, and we started out as part of an elementary school, and we separated out of high school, the Beis Medrash. And at the initial meeting of the board, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Leibowitz, came down to the meeting, and he told the Rabbi Isai, don't worry about the financial responsibility. There's a shutif that underwrites everything. Shutif that underwrites everything. And of course, he was talking about it, Kodesh Baruch Hu. You'll raise your money, you'll do your thing, but the shutif will make sure that you succeed. About 2 or 3 months later, I needed $1,000 the next day, and I'm at a meeting with one of the people who was at that initial meeting. I said, you know, I need $1,000. Okay, so he takes out his, $100 bills, cash, he's giving, says, but Rabbi, where's your shutif? And I was young and naive, and I said, I don't understand. What does it make a difference to you if my shutif sends it this way or another way? And he was very insulted. I'm giving you my hard-earned money, and you're thanking your shutif? Come on, that's not nice. So we have to have that sensitivity too, that even though in our minds we know it's all Hashem, it's not my boss, it's not the agents, it's not the people that give me, it's not the people who give me gifts, it's not the people who help me, it's nothing, whoever provides me, whatever they provide me, is only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be provided with. That's true. On the other hand, for the Rotzen HaTov, that's what the Chovas HaLevavos says, the one who was the provider chose to be the provider. He chose to give it to you. It's Hashem's decision that you're going to get it, but he chose to be the agent. Got to tip him. Got to thank him. And I would just add to it, you have to thank him without really thinking it's him, but very, very nicely, because he did have the Rotzen HaTov. And he, not a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but he can get insulted. Here, I delivered this to you. I gave you this. I gave you my hard-earned money. Oh, it's true, of course, only because Hashem gave it to me, and only gave it to me, only for the purpose to give it to you, and it's all part of the Gzeira. That's true. But I'm giving it to you. I'm a nice guy. I'm gracious. I responded quickly to your request. We have to thank those people with the fullness of appreciation, because in fact, they were the agents that delivered it. But never to forget that it's all from Hashem. Let's continue. Page 137. Yeah. It says, if one of Hashem doesn't deliver according to the sibas that we did, according to the efforts that we put in, person has to know, let's say Hashem disappointed me, so to speak, and didn't deliver that which I am I'm awaiting, which I'm expecting, which I work for even. I don't get it. Okay? So he says like this, it's possible that it's already in you already have it, you don't even realize it. Maybe it's in your bank account and you didn't even notice it. It came in from someplace else. Just because your effort was disappointed, don't think that it means Hashem is ascending. Because you're doing it this way, he may want to do it another way. I mentioned before that maybe sometimes the other way is even preferable, so you'll realize that it's from Hashem. But he says, at least you should know, you know, take it. And sometimes, you know, when we're disappointed in certain money that we didn't get, Oftentimes we're spared from expenses that otherwise we would have had. Oh, Hashem has a cheshbon for everything. All of a sudden, I got this heavy house, a roof. I have to put a new roof on my house, or I have to get a new car, or I have to get. So Hashem has a cheshbon. So when he seems to not be delivering, it may very well be that he delivered already. That's one thing he says. Oi, shabolo al ponim achem. What's going to come? Or it comes to him in a different way. Okay, now after this whole speech, he makes one more important point, and then I think we'll conclude. He says, "But al eze polim shia, despite everything else, roy loyle hisasik basibois. It's appropriate to do ishtadlus." In other words, after this whole speech, there's a danger. Oh, what do you mean? Everything is from Hashem. All these other people, everything is nothing. It's just agencies and this, but it's all from Hashem. Maybe I don't have to do anything. Hashem will provide. If Hashem wants to provide, he doesn't need the provider, the shliach, the agent to deliver it to me. He could do it directly. He could do it another way. He could take care of it. So maybe I don't have to work altogether. And he's afraid of that because the Chovas HaLevavos holds that you have to work. You know, there's a famous story with the Alshich. The Alshich said to Shmuz, this was the Elim Alshich, they said, 300 years ago in Tzfas. So he said to Shmuz, if you have bitochen, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. So there was a farmer there who took it very seriously. He came home. He said, "I'm not working anymore. He's going to sit by the oven there, and the, you know, and say Tehillim." So his wife said, so "What's going to be?" So finally, he sells his donkey and his wagon because he's not going to work and he needs parnosa. But why the wife is going, "What now? What now? What we don't have? You know, the money is almost gone or it is gone. How are we going to live?" The kids of the goy, the day that he sold the donkey, the goy that bought it struck gold. And on a mountainside and a cliff, and he mined it, he filled the wagon up to the top. And then he went down for one more. Sometimes it's that last extra greedy step, and he slipped and he fell down the mountain and he died. The poor donkey didn't know what to do. It went back to his old owner's house. And he comes into the house there with a wagon full of it. So, you know, he took the attitude, you don't have to. The Chovas HaLevavos is afraid. We may not be zoiche to have a donkey and a wagon come in with laden with gold. So he says, even so, you have to keep on doing it. Va'al yarbe, va'al yirape, don't weaken. The things that are necessary, all the things that you need for your midas, for your bodily health, for your profession, and everything in your worldly areas, you have to put in the effort, even though you know full well that everything is from Hashem. Okay.